The competition at the 2002 Winter Olympics ended nearly 2 weeks ago, but today another set of athletes takes to the Olympic snow and ice in and around Salt Lake City. These are Paralympians, disabled athletes from 36 countries competing in alpine and Nordic skiing events and ice hockey. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
There's so much about the Paralympics that seems familiar, including the welcoming ceremonies at the Athletes' Village.
Now, on behalf of the Salt Lake Organizing Committee, I wish to formally welcome the delegation from the good old U.S. of A. Yeah, let's hear it.
Woo-hoo! There were similar torch relays and opening ceremonies. Even the venues, organizers, volunteers, and some corporate sponsors and funding are shared. But there's one major difference between Olympians and Paralympians, besides blindness, paralysis, or missing limbs. Paralympic athletes have to beg for attention. Veteran alpine skier Chris Waddell has 9 Paralympic medals.
We oftentimes compete in almost complete anonymity. Nobody knows what we do, who we are.
And here's Nordic skier Candace Cable, another Paralympic veteran with 9 gold medals.
The Paralympics is just like the World Series. You know, it's just like the Super Bowl. It's just like the Olympics. Please don't deny us your attention during these games, because we will, all of us here, we will not disappoint you at all. Thank you.
9 days of competition will get the 430 Paralympians some attention. Daily highlights will appear on the A&E cable network and on networks in 26 other nations, including Japan. Nozomi Goto is with Japanese broadcaster NHK.
They overcome that disability and handicapped, and then they are trying to do their best. We think that moves the Japanese audiences and then touch their heart, and then maybe in some way they can get some message from the athletes and can use for their lives.
But a tenth of the Olympic Media Corps is expected at the Paralympics, and few American reporters show interest. Manny Guerra thinks he knows why. Guerra is a goalie on the U.S. Olympic hockey team.
From a disabled athlete perspective, you know, it's really hard to, for the general public to have something in common, because they look at us and they say, well, you know, he's missing a leg, or he's missing, you know, 2 legs, or he's a spinal cord injury, he's in a chair. So that connection is missing, and I think that's just part of the stigmatism that we have as a society.
Guerra wants to be seen as an athlete doing his best, not as a paraplegic overcoming adversity to play an able-bodied sport. Phil Craven agrees, especially when it comes to news stories. Craven is a wheelchair basketball champion who heads the International Paralympic Committee.
They don't look at the individuals and the athletes who are competing. They see them through their eyes, or they see them through maybe how they would perceive themselves to be if they lost a leg or couldn't see all that well. And I think it's taken time to get through to individuals in the media that we are about sport and our athletes are about sport.
In fact, Craven says the para in Paralympics stands for parallel, not paraplegic. And among the parallels are doping and judging scandals, unsavory signs of equality. There are more positive signs. The Olympics and Paralympics are formally linked now. Host cities must agree to fund and organize both. The Salt Lake Olympic Committee is absorbing the $70 million bill for staging the 2002 Paralympics. But Craven says he doesn't expect parity.
I'm not comparing Paralympics with Olympics. I'm not comparing us with them. We are what we are, and we are growing. And the right people hopefully will be here, and the ones who aren't will be missing something.
Among the athletes serenaded at the Village this week with the Paralympic theme song were members of the U.S. ice hockey team. Their first game is this morning. Downhill skiing and biathlon competition are also scheduled today. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.